Bow our heads for a word of prayer. Lord, we do just come to you here again this morning. Lord, we do ask that you would open up the windows of heaven and speak into each one of our hearts and our lives. Lord, we need you. Lord, we cannot live this life without you. And Lord, we just look to you this morning. We just pray you would help me to share those things that you would have me to. And Lord, I just pray that you put a watch about my tongue, that it would just say those things that you would have me to say. And Lord, we just pray that your word also would not return into you void. And we thank you for your word. And we just want to commit ourselves into your hand here this morning and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Was a blessing being here already this morning. I was encouraged by the song service. And also that song, John, that you sang with the children, very much, I know the Lord will make a way for me if I live a holy life, if I shun the wrong and do the right. You know, will the Lord, he will make a way, won't he? And we heard that this morning in those testimonies, I think. But there's a condition there to meet, isn't it? It doesn't just say, I know the Lord will make a way for me if I do what I want to do, what I think is best. It says, if I live a holy life. Do we live a holy life? You know, God has asked us to live a holy life. And we have to shun the wrong and do the right. Really appreciate that. Very much goes along with what I felt led to share on here this morning. For it takes, turn with me to Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4, we'll start reading in verse 10. It says, hear my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it and pass away. For they sleep not except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away unless they cause some to fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. Avoid it. Verse 15 says, avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it and pass away. And a little, my title here, I chose this little title, Sin as the Seed of Hitchhikers. And I'm talking about these hitchhikers that, these plants, if y'all have ever walked around outside in the woods, through the weeds, in the fence rows, y'all probably know what I'm talking about. These little things that just, you know, get onto you. Little hitchhikers, what we call them. There's a number of plants, if you look it up, called hitchhikers. And And that's how these hitchhikers, they spread their seeds by catching hold of whatever they come in contact with. How about that? And yes, sin is a seed of hitchhikers. In Proverbs, Solomon gave us some wisdom on this. Says to avoid it and pass not by it. Turn from it and pass away. And trying to give instruction to his son. And I think it's good for us today, you know. Sin doth abound in our world today. And you know, have we not been born with a sinful nature? We don't just naturally, our children don't just naturally grow up and always turn to the right ways, do they? I mean, sometimes they do make right choices, but you know, you don't have to teach your child to lie, but usually everybody has said a lie or been dishonest or untruthful at some point. You know, these things, we have a sinful nature. And so this is something we have to come to reckon with, is our sinful nature, and then also that we live in a fallen world and their sin doth abound. And to avoid it, make every detour. Luke 14:33 says, so likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. We have to forsake all to follow the Lord. And the Lord has made a way. He hasn't just allowed us to have a sinful nature by birth and then just left us to go our own way. But he has made a way for us. And we heard about that this morning. These two young men, they shared how they allowed the Lord to make a difference. They humbled themselves. They gave their life to the Lord, and they made choices, you know, just like that song that the children sang. They shun the wrong and do the right. And how is that for us today? And some of this maybe is born out of just this last week. You know, we had our little accountability meetings, and I think we ought to have them every week, you know. But it was really good. We had a good time of sharing one with another, you know. And we need each other. And it's good to be accountable one to another and to be able to lift each other up. And so I really appreciated that. But this here, talking about sin, do we get as close as we can? I can handle it. Can we handle it? 1 Corinthians 10:12 says, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Yes, you know, we are in this world. We all are in this world, but we're asked to not be a part of this world. You know, when walking in the woods, these hitchhikers, if you don't want them to get on you, what do you do? You watch out for these plants or these bushes or grass. You walk in open places. You don't walk anywhere close where there's, you know, grass and brush, and you try to stay out of those things, or maybe even stay clear of the woods altogether. or maybe even in a field. They can be out in a field. But here, sin, Solomon said to avoid it, and to the wicked. His 14 said, enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. We're to avoid it, make a detour, go around, don't get anywhere close. You know, I don't know how this is all for you all, but this is just some of my own experiences. So sometimes in the store, you know, you have to make a detour. You don't go down this aisle. You don't go through this part of Walmart. You know, you go around another way. And, you know, sometimes it's maybe even driving the road. And, you know, there's this billboard, you know, or there's this temptation, you know. If there's a detour, take the detour. Go around another way. You know, how do we use our technology and our devices? You know, sometimes we need to take a detour. Sometimes we need to avoid these things. And how close do you want to walk to the cliff? Do you want to walk right by the side where you can take a peek over and see how it looks every now and then? And you step on a goose egg and you'll be gone, you know? And is that how close we want to walk to sin? Let's shun the wrong and do the right and live a holy life. You know, if we want to live a holy life, if we know the cliff is here, we're going to get as far away from that cliff as we can, right? Is the detour too long? Is it too hard? You know, what if I make it, but those following me don't? Does that bother me? You know, and I was just thinking about that as fathers, you know. We have a responsibility, don't we, on our shoulders. You know, maybe we can handle some things. Maybe we can go here. But can those following us behind, can they, what if they follow in our footsteps? Will they be able to shun the wrong and do the right? What, for example, are we putting out there? 1 Corinthians 15:33 says, be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners. Galatians 5:9, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Yes, a righteous man will take every detour, every precaution available. Find a person that doesn't heed every warning, doesn't want to take every possible way to avoid sinful habits. You'll most always find a struggling soul. Most always find a struggling soul. So, you know, but some of these things are hard to see, are they not? Some things are hard to see because they are very small, and they're maybe seem very insignificant to us. But you know, that is how sin is sometimes. It is. It is just a little tiny seed. And I had to think of chiggers. We're walking in the woods, right? If y'all been in the South long enough, you ought to know what chiggers are. But you know, these chiggers are something else. there, it's what I looked up, says there 1/150th of an inch is about how big a chigger is. So if you could go and make little tiny dots in 1 inch on a ruler, put 150 little dots in a row, that's how big a chigger is. It's pretty small, isn't it? But do you know when you got one? You know, we all know, don't we? Oh, my. Yeah, that's sometimes just thinking of this sin that we sometimes bump against, or we, you know, it gets on to us as we're walking through this life. Chiggers are a form of larva from a mite. How about that? Does that make you feel any better about a chigger? But they, these chiggers, they actually inject some, I'm not sure if I'm saying this right, but digestive enzymes or something like that. That's what it looks like. They inject this into the skin and feed upon the decomposed tissue. And that is what makes you so itchy. And that thing so itchy is because it has injected its little bite, its little venom in there. And the myth is that, you know, you think they stay in your skin, right? But that is not true, according to what I looked up. But they just bite you, and they will feed on that until they get the, you can, you know, I don't know, I guess they probably scratch them off or something, you know. But anyways, that bite, you know, that thing stays with you for a long time. And isn't that how sin is? You know, it sometimes is so little. I mean, this chigger, it is so little, you can barely see it with your eye. I mean, most time you can't see it unless you got real good eye, and you could put, like I said, 150 little dots in a row that would make, yeah, that's how big, in an inch, that's how big a chigger is. So that is sometimes how sin, you know, can come, and it looks so tiny. It is so tiny, and it's so little. And I just think that's where we need our brothers, isn't it? Where we need our brothers. We need the Lord's help. We need the Lord's help. We need our brothers. We need those around us. You know, they may see that little chigger, and we can't. 2 Timothy 2:17 says, "Their word will eat as doth a canker." And that sounds just about like a chigger bite to me. Sin will take you further than you want to go and keep you longer than you want to stay. You know? Isn't that how it is? 1 John 5:16 says, "If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life. For them that sin not unto death, there is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it." So there, we as brothers, we can reach out to each other. We can help one another. We can maybe bring life back where there's been sin. Revelation 18:4, "And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. Let's shun the wrong and do the right. Let's live a holy life." That's what the Lord has called us to. And here he says to avoid it. And, you know, that speaks to me that we go, we take whatever pains we need to go a long way out around this issue. It says, for they sleep not except they have done mischief. And who wants to eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence? You know, none of us like to be in a violent situation. But that is where the devil, he takes us so many times. I mean, and it starts one tiny speck at a time. He takes us away from what is right. But God has made a way. He's made a way. We don't have to, you know, if we are bit and have been bit, you know, he has the anointing salve, you might say, or the cleansing blood, right, of Jesus to that can wash us. And yeah, you know, there's consequences that go with sin, is it not? And we will pay. And but we can be salvaged. We can be salvaged. We can be made new. We can be made right. Verse 18 in Proverbs 4 says, but the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more into the perfect day. Doesn't that sound beautiful? Wouldn't you like to be a part of that? A path that becomes brighter, not dimmer. We don't like to walk in darkness, do we? But we want to walk in the light. Take every precaution. Take every precaution. Walk in the light. Verse 19, the way of the wicked is darkness. They know not at what they stumble. It's darkness. Proverbs 13:15, good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. It is hard. The way of the transgressor is hard. Let's go on reading there in verse 20. Says, my son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. So this gives me the picture that this is helpful even in this life yet. It says, and health to all their flesh. You know, a stress-filled life, you know, seems to be a life full of wickedness, you know. And I know we have pressures that come upon us, you know, but how would it be if you didn't have the Lord to walk with you through these things? You know, we have a place to go. We can cast our cares upon the Lord. So thankful for that. Okay, let's keep on reading here in Proverbs 4:23 says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lips. Put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. There's a keeping our heart with all diligence. So there's something here that we need to do. You know, it's the heart that counts. And, you know, it is. That is right. It is the heart that counts. But, you know, if the heart is good, what comes out will be good. But you know, if what's on coming out is evil, the heart is evil. Let's go to Mark chapter 7. Mark chapter 7. Reading in verse 20. This is Jesus' words. Maybe back up to 19, because it, maybe 18 there. And he saith unto them, are ye so without understanding also? Do ye not perceive that whatsoever thing from without entereth into a man, it cannot defile man, because it entereth not into his heart, but into the belly, and goeth out into the draught, purging all meats. And he said, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness, all these evil things come from within and defile a man. These are Jesus' words to the people back then, and they're still good for us today. And so we see that what is in the inside does matter, and what is in the inside comes out. And so, as man, we're not God. We can't see the heart, can we? But God has said we can see the fruit and what comes out. And if those things are good, then there's a good heart there. If those things are evil, there's an evil heart. It's that simple. We don't have to get so, you know, it's just, could it just be that way? You know, if there's good things coming out, then there's a good heart. But if there's evil things coming out, the heart is not good. It's not living a holy life. Not shunning the wrong. Are we shunning the wrong and doing right? Now we can maybe put on a face for Sunday and come to church and put on the right clothes and do those things. But you know, sooner or later, if we say a lie, if we cheat, you know, those things will catch up with you. They will catch up. And I will say, I believe the same will too if you just try to put on something on the outside. You know, it's going to slip. You're going to let it slip. So let's make sure that the inside is clean, but also the outside. They both go together. One isn't separate from the other. Okay, let's go to Mark chapter 4. And I'd just like to read here a portion of this. And this is, again, in light of what's of the heart. And he said, keep the heart with all diligence. There in Proverbs, so if we keep our heart with all diligence, let's out of the heart come the issues of life. And here he, Jesus was a parable that he spoke to the people. And let's read here, Mark 4, starting verse 1. And he began again to teach by the seaside, and there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine, hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. Now this is, if we could just imagine, this is Jesus there, and this is his message to us now, you know. And he was teaching the people this way. This is how he taught them. Hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth. And immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. And when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. Now another fell on good ground and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30 and some 60 and some 100. And he said unto them, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables, that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them. And he said unto them, know ye not this parable? And how then will ye know all parables? The sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside, where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise, which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things, entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, receive it, bring forth fruit, some 30, fold some 60 and some 100. Who are we going to be a part of today? Are we going to be some of these that are going to bring forth fruit? You know, I don't think we all should aspire to bring forth 100-fold. But you know, I don't think that's a requirement. You know, it's the requirement is that we bring forth fruit. And let's strive to bring forth fruit. Ponder the path of thy feet. There, Proverbs verse 26 there said, ponder the path of thy feet. You know, a curious person browsing the internet, you know, just doesn't work. If we're just curious and we have to unturn every rock and see what's under it, we need to ponder the path of our feet before we touch and click and before we drive and just go see, we need to ponder this thing a little bit. It's so easy. I mean, it's so quick, you know. I mean, these things just, we need to stop and consider and ponder before we just click it, you know. Ponder the path of thy feet. Let thy eyes look right on. You know, and I'm thankful that the Lord, you know, he helps us with these things. These things are impossible without the Lord. You know, our nature just goes the way of the world, our flesh. But you know, there's this there is this sign that I know if you go north on 53 all the way to the interstate, that it's just there. And so before I ever get there, I ponder this thing, what I'm going to do. And you know, the Lord can help us. And we can ponder the other side and watch the other side of the road instead of these bad signs, right? So let's ponder. You know, if you know something's coming up and you just can't get around it, let's think about this thing and make a decision what we're going to do, where we're going to look and stick with it. You know, the Lord can give us, can help us to make, to be faithful. We don't have to look. We don't have to turn in there. You know, we can keep right on going. The Lord can help us. Appreciated that. I think maybe was it the last song we sang this morning? Maybe I'll just read again that last phrase, 398. This is what we sang. Grant us seeing, grant us hearing. Grant us hearts, Lord, like thine own. Make us new born, true God fearing, for thy kingdom, Lord, alone. Yea, do help us to be Christians, Christians ever, ere this world's light, Christians salt in all earth's distance, yea, Lord, pleasing in thy sight. That's what we sang this morning. Are we going to be that? Are we going to do that? Let's do that. And the Lord has made a way. If we find ourselves bit by that chigger or by sin, you know, the Lord has made a way for us. And he can help us to overcome these things. Maybe... In closing, I don't know if Nathaniel could lead us. Wouldn't mind singing that one song, 365, maybe in closing.